In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah was sent to the Israelites who were exiled in Babylon in the year 587 to 530 BC. They had broken the covenant, and God seemed to be absent. Jerusalem was far away, and the people could not bear the terrible trauma of being in captivity in a foreign land. In this desperate situation, Isaiah became God's voice of hope for the people. In the second reading, the promised second coming of Jesus, which we call the Parousia, was long delayed. The people were again in despair, thinking that Jesus might not be the Messiah. After all, he has not come quickly as some had expected. The second letter of Peter was written to give them hope. God does not conform to human expectations, and what they were awaiting was a new heaven and a new earth where justice will reign. For more than 400 years, the Israelites had never heard nor seen a prophet. Then suddenly came John the Baptist, again as God's voice of hope to a people who lived in the shadow of death, to a land as barren as the desert. His message was that of the prophet Isaiah's: prepare, the Lord is coming. The long exile of sin had ended, a new springtime had come. It was a refreshing message, like rain drenching the parched land, like ice-cold water to a weary and lost pilgrim in the middle of a desert. So people flocked to him like a superstar. But what did they see? A very simple man dressed in camel's hair. But his message was tremendous and disturbing as well. He could have glorified himself from such popularity and adulation, but he knew he was a mere messenger, only a voice of someone greater than anyone else. He even declared that he was not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. The world of today has not changed so much in terms of the needs of such prophets of hope. We may have conquered the moon, explored the universe, made the world a small global village, advanced in technology and science. But in this cyber age of wonders and innovations, people are still in despair, as it was in the time of the Israelite exile and as in the time of Jesus. Not too many of us know that when we were baptized, we participated in the three offices of Jesus, namely priest, prophet, and king. Yes, we are all prophets. And what is to be a prophet in this present time? It is to be the voice of Jesus in a world that is desperately in need of salvation, of comfort, and of hope. Like John the Baptist and Isaiah, we may also experience our own personal exiles and sinfulness. Nevertheless, God sends us to be His prophets in spite of our own worthiness. But we need to hear first the message from the Master and own it unto ourselves before we can speak to others. Then we look around and see and deliver the same message we received to our families, our spouses, our children, our friends, our office mates, maybe even to strangers. Speak the truth, even if it hurts. Disturb the peace of the status quo, if there needs be. But most especially, to be God's voice of hope. Speak up, prophets. If not us, then who will? If not today, then when? Let us make a difference to someone's life today.